from the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, this is All About Grants.
Welcome to All About Grants. This is Megan Columbus from NIH's Office of Extramural Research, here today to talk about NIH's loan repayment programs. Today I have Dr. Erica Boone, the director of NIH's loan repayment programs, here to give us some details. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can you talk to us a little bit about the overarching goals of the program?
Sure. The overarching goal of the loan repayment program is to help recruit and retain promising young investigators into viable biomedical and biobehavioral research careers by helping them to pay back their student loan debt. Many of these individuals, by the time they're done with their education and training, have accrued a significant level of educational debt. So they begin to have to make a decision sometimes whether they want to pursue research as a career and maintain a career that they really love and are passionate about, but may have to forego that due to financial constraints. Those types of careers don't pay as much as maybe a career where they're practicing medicine or perhaps they are working in private industry. So many of these individuals are having to make the decision whether to stay in a career they love or to really be able to go on into a career where they can actually live. So this is where the loan repayment program comes in. We help to reduce some of that financial burden by helping these individuals to pay back some of their student loans.
So the loan repayment programs have some focused programs, right? Opportunities?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about those?
I can. There are 5 extramural NIH loan repayment programs, and I'll probably be referring to them as LRPs. So there is the clinical research LRP, the pediatric research LRP, contraception and infertility, health disparities, as well as clinical research for people or individuals, rather, from disadvantaged backgrounds.
And so these are just major focuses of NIH where we're really trying to encourage.
Yes, we're in areas where we're trying to encourage research, absolutely.
Great. And so how do the LRP programs work overall?
Well, basically, this is how it works. The researcher commits to performing at least 2 years of research in one of the 5 topical areas that we previously discussed. NIH will repay up to $35,000 per year of their qualifying educational debt and cover resulting federal taxes. And the outcome really is increasing the nation's stock of biomedical research scientists, as well as really inspiring research discovery and innovation for our nation as well as across the world.
That's inspiring. How would I know if I'm eligible as a researcher?
There are several eligibility criteria. For example, an individual, an applicant, must have a doctoral level degree. So that's an MD, a PhD, DO, for example. However, there is a caveat for the contraception and infertility research LRP, where a person can have more of an allied health degree, such as nursing or physical therapy, something like that. So doctoral level degree. They must be a U.S. citizen or permanent resident. They must be able to commit to conducting research for at least 20 hours per week. They also must have educational loan debt that is equal to or greater than 20% of their base annual income. And lastly, their research must be funded by a domestic nonprofit source that could include funding from the U.S. government, although a person does not have to have an NIH grant in order to be eligible, but it can also include startup funds for their university.
Can you tell me a bit about the application cycle? When are applications due, and even more importantly, when is funding will be given
after, right, if when for it, a funded when am I going to get my money?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All applications are due by November the 15th. Not only is the individual's application due, but also their recommendations, as well as verifications from their institutional business officials.
Okay. And so as an applicant, do I get the money myself if I get awarded?
Actually, you do not. Actually, the payments will go to your lenders.
Okay, directly. Great.
And I also need to make sure that I mention that the first lender payments are made in October.
So basically a year from that.
Basically a year.
Application date. All right. So it takes a little while.
It takes a little while. I also wanted to mention that the verifications that are due from the institutional business officials, it's really employment verification. It's funding verification. The person is who they are. They say they are. They're employed there. They're getting paid. Their research is supported.
Great. About how many researchers a year are we talking about get this funding?
Well, actually, we receive almost 3,000 applications in any given year, and about 1,500 applicants or 1,500 individuals are awarded a loan repayment program award each year. So the success rate is about 50%, which is so much better than any other mechanism for NIH.
So much better than any research grants, that's for sure.
It really is. Really, the whole focus is to keep these young investigators in the research workforce pipeline long enough for them to get that first K, to get that first R.
Okay. And so when we look at who gets funded, is there any advantage if I'm an MD or a PhD or you know, what's the breakout of funding?
Really, the likelihood of receiving funding if you're an MD or a PhD is almost even. It's a little better for MDs or individuals with MDs and PhDs as opposed to PhDs, but it's pretty much even.
Nice. Can you tell me then, what are reviewers looking for in an LRP application? Like, give us the inside scoop on what makes for a good application.
Absolutely. Reviewers are looking for several things. In particular, they're looking at an applicant's previous training and research experience, as well as their commitment to maintaining an active research career. The strength and the quality of the letters of recommendation are extremely, extremely important, as well as the quality and appropriateness of the individual's research environment.
So I assume that there's things that you need to do ahead of time, right? So in order to do the application, you'll need letters of recommendations. Who would those be from?
Absolutely. You do need letters of recommendation, and you need three. So these would be people that actually know you. They are going to be supportive of your career and will help contribute to the building of your career. The last thing that a reviewer wants to see is a recommendation where the individual actually does not know the person. They kind of aren't familiar with their research. It's basically Johnny showed up to class every day and he got an A. You really want someone who knows who you are, who knows the kind of passion that you bring to the table, the types of skills that you have, and the ones that you want to build. This person really is supporting what is your life's work.
And so somebody who can speak to your research career.
Someone who can speak to the development of your research career and how they will be supportive of that.
Are there anything else that applicants need to know?
Actually, yes. So all applicants, whether new or renewal, will need ERA Commons ID. They need to speak with their research supervisor as well as their recommenders. And they also need to contact an NIH LRP liaison or program official and talk with them about the mission and vision for that institute or center, as well as how their research fits within that framework. They should talk with them about success rates for their IC or institute and center. They should also talk with them about funding priorities for their institute and center. The last thing a person would want is to submit that application. They've put a lot of hard work into it, only to find out that institute and center doesn't really support the type of research that they're funding.
So it's the institutes at NIH that are funding the loan repayment recipient.
Absolutely.
That's great. I noticed that you referred to renewal applications.
Yes.
So someone gets funding, they get funding for 2 years, they could be eligible for renewal?
Absolutely. The initial LRP funding period is for 2 years. When a person is thinking about applying for the loan repayment program, they need to make sure that they have 2 years that they can devote to their research for that funding period. After that, they may be eligible to apply for a renewal award, and they can be either 1 or 2 years. And the great thing about the loan repayment program is that you can continue to apply for and receive an LRP award until your debt is down to zero.
Really?
Absolutely. We have many, many individuals that contact us and let us know, hey, you guys have paid my last loan payment.
What a great deal.
Absolutely. We actually got a tweet last week from an individual that was so excited that they had no more loan debt. And those are the types of stories that we like to hear. So we get emails and we get phone calls and we get letters and we get people who approach us at conferences all the time. Actually, there was at the NIH regional meeting that was held in San Diego, one of our recipients was not able to attend the meeting because she had just had a baby, but she sent her husband. She made sure that he came and let us know how much the loan repayment program award has meant to their lives, because a lot of these young researchers are really kind of holding back on advancing in different areas of their lives, having children, buying homes, those types of things like that, because they have such significant student loan debt. They're really just not able to afford to do that.
Great. Well, it sounds like this program could be just what they need.
Absolutely. I wish I had known about it when I was a postdoc.
Thank you for joining us today. For NIH and OER, this is Megan Columbus.
For more information on NIH's Loan Repayment Program, please visit the Division of Loan Repayment's homepage at www.lrp.nih.gov. Once again, that's www.lrp.nih.gov.